What's that coming down Decatur Street? A ZZ Top reunion tour? A Victorian bicycle club? Nope. It's the kickoff parade for the Beard and Mustache National Championships. The hirsute crowds second lined their way through the French Quarter before an afternoon of competitive bearding. Once inside, event organizer and host, Phil Olson, led the judges in a solemn oath.
Then I will judge the National Beard and Mustache Championships fairly and without bias or prejudice.
So, how exactly does one become involved in this sport?
By accident. You just start growing facial hair, and next thing you know, you're starting to compete.
That's James McMahon of Milwaukee, a member of Beard Team USA and this year's gold medalist in the Hungarian mustache category. That's a bushy mustache that curls up at the ends and extends no longer than 1.5 centimeters past the end of the upper lip. Novices may wonder what judges look for in a championship beard or mustache.
The English-style mustache. All waxed together, long, slender in profile, doesn't grow past your lip.
I'm going to be competing in the Garibaldi. It's going to be a shorter beard, so 20 centimeters is the maximum length.
Amish category. No mustache, and you have to show the top of the chin.
Louisiana native Derek Nurbas competed in the sideburns category. But these are not your grandpa's mutton chops.
I would say they are sculpted into wings flying off the sides of my jawbone.
It takes a village to raise sideburns like that. Derek had some help from local stylist and salon owner Joe Starnes.
I started with a Redken root lifter and then put in a Weedad humid anti-humidity gel, blew dry it and did that three times, and then put in spirit gum glue.
Tanya Farmer was there to support her husband Joshua in the Amish beard category. She said that the best part about beard competitions is traveling and socializing.
The people here are just amazing, all the competitors and the friends and wives.
New Orleans may not have the beard reputation of, say, Portland or Brooklyn, but with its emphasis on spectacle and off-kilter crowd, the National Beard and Mustache Championships seem to be a perfect match for our notoriously festive city. For WWNO, I'm Kate Richardson.